Ryan, thanks again for tuning in to Your Weekly Word, Lessons for Life. I'm Jay Mills, and I really appreciate the fact that you found this podcast, and I hope and pray that what we cover in this podcast has an effect on your life, and more than just an effect on your life, I want it to have an effect on your relationship with God. And if you don't have a relationship with God yet, I hope that this softens your heart and allows God to work his Holy Spirit within you and bring you closer to him. So with that, I got a question for you. Do you know, or can you possibly imagine, what particular holiday, quote unquote, that Americans spend over $9 billion a year on? Any guesses? Well, if you saw the title of this podcast, you know that Americans spend over $9 billion a year on Halloween. And, you know, that makes it one of the top commercial holidays. And it's really not a holiday, but just for the sake of, talking in shorthand, I'm going to call it a holiday. Halloween, $9 billion. Candy, costumes. Wow. Why is it so popular? What is the big deal about Halloween on October 31st? Maybe it's the mystery of it. Could be. What's it all about? Or is it just the candy? I think for the younger generation, it's probably more about the candy than anything else, and that's okay. Maybe it's the costumes. Who knows? Whatever the attraction is, does the Bible say anything about it? Is Halloween evil? Is it wrong? If you're a follower of Jesus, if you're a Christian, is it wrong to celebrate Halloween? Is there anything in the Bible that says we should or should not celebrate Halloween? Let's find out. I think we're going to take a little bit of a dive into that and try to find out today. And hopefully we can both have a better understanding of what it means to be Christian when it comes to Halloween. Let's first consider this, that Halloween is mostly a Western custom, and there's really no direct reference to it in the Bible. None. But there are some principles in the Bible that can relate directly to Halloween. And probably the best way to understand how Halloween relates to the Bible is to look at the meaning of Halloween and what the history of Halloween is. The word Halloween originates from a day called All Hallows Day, or otherwise known as All Saints Day, celebrated on November 1st. All Hallows Evening and All Saints Eve has been celebrated on October 31st. The origin of Halloween is derived from an ancient Celtic harvest festival. But more recently, of course, we know Halloween as trick-or-treating and candy and pumpkins. Go to the pumpkin patch, get a pumpkin, carve it up. Ghosts, goblins, and death. Over 1,900 years ago in England, northern France, Ireland, is where Halloween really began, as we know Halloween anyway. 1,900 years ago. It was a Celtic celebration of the new year. And it was called, and I hope I don't butcher this name, Samhain, which occurred on November 1st. Now, Samhain is not pronounced, or it's not spelled anything like it's pronounced. Samhain is actually spelled S as in Sam, A-M-H-A-I-N, Samhain. Now, that's a correct pronunciation of it because I looked it up. The Celtic Druids revered Halloween. Is this the biggest holiday of the year? Because it emphasized a time when the souls of the dead could mingle with the living. And big bonfires were a really large part of their celebration. Samhain remained popular until a guy by the name of Saint Patrick and some other Christian missionaries arrived in the areas of England, Ireland, Northern France, among the Celtic people. As the population started to convert to Christianity, then the holidays started, the Celtic holiday of Halloween started to lose its popularity. However, instead of eradicating practices such as Halloween, or otherwise known as Samhain, the church used these holidays with a Christian twist to bring the pagans of the day and Christians together. And that made it easier for the local population to convert to the state religion. Another tradition is the Druidic belief, Druids, the Druidic belief that during the night of November 1st, demons, witches, and evil spirits roamed freely around the earth with great joy and were greeting the arrival of, quote unquote, their season, which meant the long nights and the early dark of the winter. So you could call it dark winter. The demons had their fun with us poor mortals during that night. They were scaring people, harming people, and even playing all kinds of mean tricks on them, as, you know, continues today in some places. The only way for these scared humans to escape the persecuting demons was to offer them things that they liked, which were things like fancy food and sweets. Or, in order to escape the fury of these really horrible, ghoulish, demonic creatures, a human could disguise himself as one of them and then join in their roaming around. So if you wanted to, you know, it's like, if you can't beat them, join them. So you put on a costume and you roamed around with these demonic spirits. They would be recognized as the demons would recognize the humans that were in costume as either demons or witches, and then the human wouldn't be bothered. So if you're going out in costume, you are disguising yourself as a demon or a witch or a ghoul or a ghost. So those particular entities wouldn't recognize you as being a human. And of course today, costumes take the place of those disguises, and the candy has replaced things like fruit and other kind of fancy foods that children go door to door to get when they're trick or treating. And, incidentally, the trick-or-treating began as something called souling, S-O-U-L-I-N-G, souling. When the kids would go door-to-door on Halloween in these old days with something called soul cakes, they would be singing and saying prayers for the dead. Over the course of the history of Halloween, these practices have changed, of course, with the particular culture of the day. We don't take soul cakes, and I don't see or hear many trick-or-treaters singing and saying prayers for the dead. But the purpose of honoring the dead, veiled in fun and festivities, has remained the same. So the question remains, is celebrating Halloween bad, or is it unbiblical? So that gives you a little bit background on Halloween. You know, as a as a logical thinking type of person, which I'd like to think of myself as, or perhaps you consider yourself that. Consider for just a minute that you're celebrating, and you know what you're celebrating when Halloween comes around, and consider what Halloween's all about. First of all, you know, is the holiday an uplifting event? Is it an uplifting holiday? Is Halloween pure? Is it lovely and praiseworthy? Is it of good report, as the Bible says? In fact, in Philippians 4, verse 8, Paul writes, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." So clearly Paul is telling us to really deeply consider things before we jump into them. You know, whatever things are true and noble and just and pure and lovely, if there's any virtue associated with them, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So is Halloween that way? Is it uplifting? Is it praiseworthy? Is it pure? Is it based on godly themes like peace and freedom and salvation? Or does it bring kind of thoughts of being afraid or being oppressed? Things to meditate on, is that Paul says in Philippians. Also, does the Bible sanction witchcraft or witches and sorcery? Well, on the contrary, the Bible makes it very clear that these practices are an abomination to the Lord. We know that there are some Wiccans, which are organizations of witches, which you probably already know that, celebrate Halloween. But the Bible goes on to say in Leviticus that anyone who practiced witchcraft, soothsaying, that's hard to say five times fast, soothsaying, sorcery, should be killed. In Deuteronomy, in chapter 18 of Deuteronomy, verses 9 through 13, says this: "When you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord." That's pretty clear language about, you know, witchcraft and sorcery. That's couldn't be any clearer than that, what it says in Deuteronomy 18. So that's Deuteronomy 18, verse 9 through 13. You can turn to your Bible for that or write that down and review it a little bit later. So here's the essential question. Is it wrong to celebrate Halloween? Well, Ephesians 5, verse 11 says this: "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them." Paul said that. Ephesians 5, 11. I'll repeat it again. "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them." Here, Paul is calling us not only to have no association with any type of dark activity, like we've already talked about. But it's also telling us to shed light on the topic, shed light on Halloween, and shed light on it to those who are around us. Halloween was not exposed by the church for what it was in the early days. They just kind of, you know, the whole thing about, well, let's go along to get along. Let's, if you can't beat them, join them kind of thing. So they just kind of incorporated everything together. Are we as Christians responding that same way today? Think about this. Maybe your church, maybe you belong to a church who is very strict against Halloween, and that's fine. And they don't celebrate it in any way, shape, or form. But then there are churches who embrace it fully and do the whole costume thing and everything. And they really don't make a distinction between, they don't tell you what Halloween really is versus what, you know, the way people are celebrating it today. And then there are churches kind of like mine, where we will open up on Halloween for 2.5 hours, and where everybody, all of our church attenders can come and open up their trunk, and we'll give away candy in a safe environment. You know, we have a couple of thousand people coming every Halloween. It's a safe place for the community and the children in the community to come and get what they expect on Halloween without tromping all over their neighborhoods and not knowing, especially these days, what they're going to open up the door and find. But our church looks on it as a way to show what our church is in the community and what we have to offer them. We're of service to the community. We are trying to expose them to how our church and the people that attend our church are followers of Jesus Christ. It, you know, it's not about each individual. It's not even really about the church itself, but it's about serving the Lord and what we can do in the service of the Lord. We're not out there, and we should not be out there glorifying Halloween. But if we're out there glorifying God on the enemy's territory, then that's a good thing. So as you think about Halloween and its origins and what it stands for, would it be best to spend time dwelling on its themes, on its history, and the ghosts and goblins and ghouls and demons and being scared and trying to scare others? Or is it better to shed light on what is just below the surface of this holiday, quote unquote, celebration? So Halloween, this is just one lay person's opinion. Celebrate Halloween and the fall in the spirit of helping your fellow man and in the spirit of celebrating the lives of your fellow man and the joy that God can give you, that, and do it with the Holy Spirit in mind, and do it with the attitude that you are going to shed light on this quote unquote holiday that celebrates the darkness. God is calling you to follow Him and to come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. That's from 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. Oh, that was a fun episode. I really enjoyed bringing that to you today. If you want to know more about the quote-unquote holiday of Halloween and what the Bible says about things like ghosts and haunted houses and talking to dead people, then drop me an email and I will be happy to provide you with references for those topics and kind of a summary of what I talked about today. So let me leave you with this. Let's bow our heads and say a little prayer. Almighty Father, thank you for this Bible study today. Thank you for this commentary on Halloween and the brief history and what we can do as followers of Jesus to shed light on this dark holiday. Let us remember to remain servants of the Lord and to help soften the hearts of those who think otherwise, and hope that those softened hearts are receptive to the Word and to the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If you have any comments or questions, as always, you can drop me an email at weeklyword2020@gmail.com. That's weeklyword2020@gmail.com. weeklyword2020@gmail.com. I'll take prayer requests. You can ask me to pray for you in private, or we can share a prayer here on the podcast if you'd like to do it that way. I'd be happy to do it. I have some kind of, I don't know, exciting plans for me anyway, trying to figure out ways to take this podcast mobile and to bring in some other folks, some other voices to talk about Jesus and how we follow the Lord and spreading the gospel and all that sort of stuff. So sometime in the future, things will kind of get switched up a little bit. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I hope you are too. So once again, drop me an email, weeklyword2020@gmail.com. And until next time, I'm Jay. God bless.